It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? Glad that you've joined us today. We're in the book of Romans, Romans chapter 11. Romans chapter 11, and we're going to begin reading with the 17th verse. Romans chapter 11, verse 17. While you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois, at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you would like to write to us, our mailing address is Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. If you'd like to call us here at the church, 217-847-2717. If you'd like to visit our website, it's parkviewbiblechurch.org. That would be www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. Or if you'd like to send us an email, it's parkviewbible@gmail.com or parkviewbiblechurch@gmail.com. Hope that was enough time now for you to open your Bibles and prepare for the study. Romans chapter 11. We're going to begin reading with the 17th verse, Romans chapter 11, verse 17. And if some of the branches be broken off, and thou, being a wild olive tree, wert grafted in among them, and with them partakers of the root and fatness of the olive tree, boast not against the branches. But if thou boast, thou bearest not the root, but the root thee. Thou wilt say then, the branches were broken off, and that I might be grafted in. Well, because of unbelief they were broken off, and thou standest by faith. Be not high-minded, but fear. For if God spared not the natural branches, take heed lest he also spare not thee. Behold, therefore, the goodness and severity of God, on them which fell severity, but towards thee goodness, if thou continue in his goodness, otherwise thou also shalt be cut off. And they also, if they abide not still in unbelief, shall be grafted in, for God is able to graft them in again. For if thou wilt cut off of the olive tree, which is wild by nature, and wert grafted contrary to nature unto a good olive tree, how much more shall these, which be the natural branches, be grafted into their own olive tree? For I would not, brethren, that ye should be ignorant of this mystery, lest ye should be wise in your own conceits, that blindness is in part is happened to Israel unto the fullness of the Gentiles become in. And so all Israel shall be saved, as is written, there shall come out of Zion the Deliverer, and shall turn away ungodliness from Jacob. For this is my covenant unto them, when I shall take away their sins. As concerning the gospel, they are enemies for your sakes. But as touching the election, they are beloved for the Father's sake. For the gifts and calling of God are without repentance. For as ye in times past have not believed God, yet have now obtained mercy through their unbelief, even so have these also now not believed, that through your mercy they also may obtain mercy. For God hath concluded them all in unbelief, that he might have mercy upon all. Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God! How unsearchable are his judgments, and his ways past finding out! For who hath known the mind of the Lord? Who hath been his counselor? Or who hath first given to him, and it shall be recompensed unto him again? For of him, and through him, and to him are all things, to whom be glory forever. Amen. Read to the end of that 11th chapter, let's begin with prayer now. Father, we just thank and praise you that we can come together and study your precious word. Just give us the guidance and the leadership we need each and every day, Father. We need your will. We need your power. We need your strength. We need your forgiveness. Please, dear Lord, just walk each day leading us, and let us walk following you. As we find here the difference between the Jews and the Gentiles, and what's taken place between the two, and that's what this study is about. And so please, that you would just guide and lead us through this section of Scripture, that we may understand and enjoy it, and learn the truth, your precious word, correctly. So please, guide and lead us now, dear Lord, and I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, as we look at what's taking place here, it's very clear that the branches that are broken off, as we see here in the 17th verse, and if some of the branches be broken off, and thou, being a wild olive tree, wert grafted in among them, and with them partakers of the root and the fatness of the olive tree. These branches broken off is the result of the rejection of the nation of Israel. The wild olive tree grafted in are Jews and Gentiles alike, but it is not in the nation of Israel or the Jews, but it is the independent Jew, independent Israelite. If you have come by faith to the Lord Jesus Christ, you have become a member of the church, the body of believers. You will be raptured with us, with the Gentiles, when he comes to get his church. And so right now, the wild olive tree is not only just Gentiles, but it is born again Jews. Because you see, Israel has been set aside. There'll be a time of their return, but right now they have been set aside. Some branches are cut off, but those which remain because of the root, and therefore, all the branches connected with it are still alive. Now, it's hard for us to understand this. They've been cut off, and yet they're not cut off, because there's a promise that's coming. Now, today, and it deals with that in these verses that we read today, that if an Israelite, a Jew, that is still receiving the promises of God, through the the covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the promise is coming, and the promise will be fulfilled. But right now, if you are an Israelite, if you're a Jew, and you have not come by faith to Jesus, but you're still holding on to the traditions and the law that Moses has set up there, you've missed everything that pointed to, and that was to a person, Jesus Christ. And so you need to come by faith to the Lord Jesus, and then you'll be a part of the church. But you see, they've been set aside, but they've not really been completely severed, because there's going to be a day when God's going to call them back, and that's what this is talking about here. And so let's look at these verses of Scripture. And once again, verse 17, if some of the branches be broken off, and thou, being a wild olive tree, wert grafted in among them, and with them partakers of the root and the fatness of the olive tree. So you see, what a wonderful promise, what a wonderful gift that we've received coming by faith to the Lord Jesus Christ. We're born again. We're saved. We have eternal life. We're sealed by the Holy Spirit. And that can be a Jew or a Gentile, either one. That can be any color your skin might be. It doesn't matter. Just come by faith to the Lord Jesus. As he calls you, listen. The wild olive tree were grafted in into the body of Christ, into the body of the church, the born-again believer. So please. But these branches that are cut off but remain, The nation of Israel still remains. It hasn't been annihilated. It hasn't been eliminated. And there will be a time when God calls them back. And so let's take a look at when we're talking about that. we have into this living tree, the wild branch, the Gentiles, is grafted. We are drawing the life from the root, from this from the Jews. We receive all of our blessings through the Jews, through Israel. And so it kind of tells us here that we best not be high-minded. Let's look at verse 18. Boast not because the branches, but if thou boast, thou bearest not the root, but the root thee. The root. The Lord Jesus Christ was born, took on flesh through the nation of Israel. God has chosen the nation of Israel as his beloved. And we have become the bride of the church, his bride, the bride of Christ. And it's called the church, and that's the church age, the dispensation we're in right now, the dispensation of grace. And anyone can be born again, anyone can be saved, color, creed, nationality, whatever it is, and you become a part of the church. But understand that our blessings have come in this land, our blessings have come through the nation of Israel. Those that bless the nation of Israel will be blessed. Those that curse the nation of Israel will be cursed. We dealt with this last time we were together a little bit, that we in this country, in this precious land, the United States of America, are beginning to turn our backs on the nation of Israel. And if we want to be cursed, and if the millions of babies that we have slaughtered through abortion, don't call it a fetus, don't call it just some cells, because it is not. From conception on, it is a baby. And whoever makes that decision has committed murder. The doctor that performs it, the mother that makes that choice. There's a lot of choices to be made here, but one of them is not to murder your child. And please understand that. But God, even though we have murdered millions of babies, God has still somehow blessed this nation. And the reason is because we have stood with the nation of Israel. Whoever will help Israel will be a part of lifting up Israel and keeping Israel safe, God will bless. And he has done that. But we have now a administration, we have a Congress, we have a government that seems to be backing up on that. And they don't seem to be standing for the nation of Israel. And my dear friend, if we turn our backs on the nation of Israel, look out. Look out, because whoever does not support and lift up Israel, and we hear it kind of talking out of both sides of their mouth, which a politician is pretty good at doing that. We have no idea the truth here, but the appearance is that we're turning our backs on Israel. And if we do, this nation will be cursed. And so, as we look at these verses of Scripture here, that's exactly what it's saying. Thou wilt say then, the branches were broken off that I might be grafted in. Verse 19 says, that is correct. But verse 18 says, be careful, don't boast. Don't boast. Because we have never been promised that if someone would care for us as the United States of America, if they would protect, if you know, to come and help us, that they would be blessed. No, the only nation that's ever been said about is the nation of Israel. It's the only nation. And any land or country that stands with them is blessed, and anyone that stands against them is cursed. Look at the nations that hate Israel. Look at their condition. Look at who they are and what they do. They're cursed. We have been blessed. Let's see that blessing is not turned about. We need to look to the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's look up here once again. Verse 17. For if some of the branches be broken off, and thou, being a wild olive tree, which is the Gentiles, were grafted in among them, and with them partakers of the root and the fatness of the olive tree, boast not against the branches, But if thou boast, thou bearest not the root, but the root thee. Understand where that blessing comes from. It's a promise from God through the nation of Israel. Thou wouldst say then, the branches were broken off, that I might be grafted in. Well, verse 20 here, because of unbelief they were broken off, and thou standest by faith, but be not high-minded, but fear. See, this precious word is keeping us in our proper place. We should be thankful. We should praise and do everything we can to support the nation of Israel. The nation of Israel have been broken off for a time because they did not believe. Gave us the opportunity to believe, the Gentiles. The church age was born. The dispensation of grace was brought about. And we have a wonderful opportunity to come by faith to the Lord Jesus and be born again and be saved. Please don't miss that opportunity, because if we don't, the same thing will happen to us. For we look down at verse 21, for if God spared not the natural branches, take heed lest he also spare not thee. Unbelief caused the nation of Israel to be set aside. Now he will give them another opportunity, and that opportunity will come at the end of the church age, or the dispensation of grace, at the end of that time period. God then will call once again the nation of Israel forward, and they will have an opportunity, clear opportunity, millions of Israelites will be saved. Now, any Jew or Israelite that has died prior to that time without Christ, without coming by faith to Jesus, is dead, and they're dead in their trespasses and sins, and they are in the lake of fire. They're in the place of torment right now, but their final destiny will be the lake of fire, and that will burn eternally. The pain and the suffering will never end. When it says all of Israel saved, that is not talking about somebody that's already died. No, they died without Christ. They've rejected Christ. Now, you can come today, if you're an Israelite, come today, call upon the Lord Jesus by faith. But as a Gentile, let's not get high-minded here. And many have. Many have left the Word of God, no longer preach the gospel, no longer tell anybody how to be saved, no longer believe or teach that once you're saved, you're always saved. All those things to many places we call a church has been set aside, and they've added in their own doctrine and customs, just like Israel did. And you see, that's a reason that's going to come to an end very shortly, because the church, the believers, born-again believers, are becoming fewer and fewer all the time, and they're just a small remnant. That's all that's left, and that's all that's left of the nation of Israel. Why has this come about? It's because of unbelief. So many refuse to believe the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. They refuse to be born again. Understand, it says, boast not against the branches. The branches should not boast over the natural branches. They were cut off, for they had drawn their life from the same root as we do. So understand, we come by faith to Jesus. Jesus Christ is our Savior. He's our Messiah. We need to come by faith to Him and believe in Him. The Spirit of God today is convicting your heart. Please call upon Him and come by faith to Him and be saved. Please listen to these precious words. Let's come down now to verse 21, 22, 23. For if God spared not the natural branches, take heed lest he also spare not thee. Behold, therefore, the goodness and severity of God on them which fell, severity, but towards thee goodness, if thou continue in his goodness. Otherwise, thou shalt be cut off. You see what happens when we do not follow the word of God? If you'll notice, and I hope that you have, we still remain with the old King James. Now, so many, almost everybody, has left the old King James. They've went to the new King James, or they've went to some other versions. Oh, this is better. This is closer. My dear friend, for generations and generations and generations, people have been born again with the old King James. And it is so close, and we need us to follow this truth. It is the Word of God. So stand for it and quit playing around. And you say, well, I can read the others so much easier. I have said it 1,000 times if I've said it once. Stop just reading the Word of God and study it. Study it. Ask for the Holy Spirit to lead you through. They have proven many times over that the old King James is the easiest to understand. But people, the devil, has convinced people that we need to look at something else because it's easy. This is just too hard to read. I've known folks that were born and raised on the old King James, but they've went to the newer versions. Now they can't hardly read the old King James, or they don't think they can. Well, what's happened to their power and their strength? It's gone. It's gone. And so please that you look to the Lord Jesus Christ and see that you stay with the Word of God because, as this verse 22 says, goodness and severity. Now, what happens is when we look at this scripture verse, understand that this word that we have before us is God's Word. Listen to it, pay attention to it, because God is a just God. God hands out blessings, and He hands out cursings. Why do the cursings come? It's because of unbelief. You want blessing? Believe. Believe the Word of God. Stand for the Word of God. Don't be tempted to go one side or the other. Stand for the Word of God. Do not be swayed by the way today. So many folks have went to a style of what they call worship, that they listen to some speaker someplace else, and it's more of an auditorium type of setting, and it is more of a you're at a movie setting almost, and it seems like that it's not going to be long. They're going to serve popcorn and have some pop, and you sit in a theater and you just watch this. God set up the local church. The local church to have each one, to have a shepherd, to have a pastor to come and to lead that flock, that sheep. And then those sheep would go out and get more. But today, they've left the Word of God. They've left that style of worship for the new modern things of today. They've left again the Word of God for something else. So please, my friend, the local church, the small local church, follow after, because there's a time coming because of unbelief. Verse 22 says the goodness and severity. God is a just God, and so He will cut you off if you do not believe. I don't care if you're a Jew or a Gentile. You've left the truth. The Spirit of God's no longer convicting anymore. It's all set upon emotion. All those things are going to go aside. You're going to burn hell because of it. You need to come by faith to Jesus. You need to look to His precious book and realize that there is the wrath of God. You know, so many say that God's a loving God. He wouldn't send anybody to hell. You're sending your own self to hell. He has given you the opportunity to come by faith to Jesus and be born again. That is offered to everyone that's ever lived or ever will live. Come by faith to Jesus. If you've refused that, if you've turned your back against the Lord Jesus, there is no other way. And the wrath of God will be upon you. The wrath of God. Unbelief in the Jews. They ended up in slavery in Egypt. They ended up in Babylon. They ended up under Roman rule. All this was because of unbelief. They did not believe the Word of God. They missed the Messiah. They weren't looking for the Messiah. They were too busy worshiping idols and doing their own thing, just like most of us. We need to come by faith to Jesus and be born again. Get that old King James Bible out, dust it off, and begin to read it. Begin to study it, verse by verse. Learn its truths. Live by its truths. We find here, and they also, verse 23, if they abide not still in unbelief, shall be grafted in. For God is able to graft them in again. You see, a Jew can be saved today. A Gentile is saved by faith. They're coming by faith. They've been grafted in, as the Scripture tells us clear up in 17, the wild olive tree. A Jew can come right now and be born again. You can. If you're an Israelite, you're a Jew, you need to be saved. You need to come by faith to the Lord Jesus and no longer follow the Mosaic law, because, you see, that law, those Ten Commandments, you can't live up to them. All the traditions and the things that you do today, you're failing, because you must come by faith and Jesus saves you. The Old Testament's all telling you about one person. That person is the Lord Jesus, not the law. The law condemns. Jesus saves. So please, come by faith to the Lord Jesus. And so you see here, and then in verse 24, for if thou wert cut out of the olive tree, which is wild by nature, and were grafted contrary to nature into the good olive tree, how much more shall these, which be the natural branches, be grafted into their own olive tree? Realize this contrary to nature. The Gentiles receive their blessing through the Jews, not any other way. There's no way around it. The contrary to nature here, the only in the kingdom of God that a person can change the process of nature. And that's what it's talking about here. The wild tree, the natural tree. The Jews, the Gentiles. One can be grafted into the other. One can join the other. The wild branches grafted into the natural and causing them to flourish and bring forth fruit unto eternal life. God's got a plan. He set the nation of Israel aside, but he's going to call them back. And that's what we've got to see here. Because there's a time, and we have that in verse 25 here. We're going to get that pretty much next time we get together. But for I would not, brethren, that ye should be ignorant of this mystery, lest ye should be wise in your own conceits, that blindness is happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles is come. Fullness of Gentiles, the church. When the church is full, that last person is born again and saved, God's going to call us home. He's going to meet us in the air. Jesus is not going to come down to earth that time. He's going to meet us in the air, take his church home, take his bride home, and then we're going to enjoy the 7 years of feasting, this marriage supper of the Lamb. And during that time, there's going to be 7 years of the most horrible tribulation here upon earth. And then Jesus will come again we'll be with him at the end of this tribulation. And then it'll set his kingdom up for 1,000 years. That's what's to come. But during this time, when we are taken up, when the fullest of the Gentiles has come, that's when the nation of Israel will have their eyes opened again. Opened again. And so, you see, we go from the wild olive tree to the natural olive tree, back and forth. But don't think for a second that the church has become the nation of Israel, because it has not. The nation of Israel has been set aside. But there's going to be a time when God's going to bring them together. And what a day that's going to be. That fullness of the Gentiles, the dispensation of grace, the church age. We have some scripture verses, 1 Corinthians, Ephesians, that we're going to look up. But this rapture, God will turn again to the nation of Israel when the church is raptured. That's the next event on the calendar. And it's got to be soon for the condition that this world is in. It's got to be soon that he is going to come again and take us home, the church, born-again believers. Don't miss that. My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?